The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. It's 8:05 on AM 970, The Answer, and around the country and around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com, Salem Media's flagship station, 50,000 watts, screaming out of New York. We are proud to tell you we have Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North with us, best-selling author, decorated war veteran. The new book that Colonel North has out is called The Rifleman. We'll be talking about that. Colonel, you are the best. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always great to be with you, Joe. Really is.
Colonel, I'll tell you, you're a hero. You're not only that, you're a great guy, and everybody is upset, and I'm getting calls, I'm getting tweets, and people are concerned and they're scared. Could you put our fears at rest, Colonel North?
Yeah, I think that what we've seen over the course of the last several days is the beginning of the end of the Iranian dictatorship. I think that where we're headed is the right course of action. I think the president is in, you know, we're going to know more when he talks to the nation here, but I'm quite confident that what we're doing is the right thing and it should have been done years ago. Soleimani was a evil, terrible, vicious person. He killed a lot of Americans. I mean, I saw the effects of the explosively formed penetrator IEDs that his Quds force developed, killed hundreds of Americans. And I saw them in action. Those things would blow holes right through the side of a Bradley fighting vehicle. It could actually disarm an M1 tank. The only combat kills that we had from anything out there was the EFP out there for our M1 Abrams tank. And so what the president did in taking out Soleimani is make the world a safer place. He prevented a series of attacks that this guy was preparing to launch, and he devastated the credibility of the Iranian leadership. I mean, last night I watched this whole thing. I was at Fox Studios last night because they called me up, and in spite of the weather down here in Virginia where we've got, you know, about an inch of ice on the highways,
wow,
I made it in. Well, mostly because people had the good sense to stay home. Since I grew up in New York, I know how to drive in ice and snow. Right? But most of the people down here don't. So they stayed home and they zoomed right into the city and zoomed right back home at the end of Hannity. Here's what the president, I hope, is going to do.
Yes, sir.
He's going to our objectives ought to be the following: no more terrorism, no more ballistic missiles, and no nuclear program, and no more hostages. Okay, those four objectives ought to be focused on what we're going to do from here on out. And the way to deal with that is, and it's very simple, what the president ought to make sure he does is target the oil facilities, the launch sites, and the nuclear weapons sites. Second, he ought to take and use nothing, don't put any U.S. airplanes over that country. Hmm. Even though, I mean, one of the great things about this president is everybody's constantly screaming at him about, you know, you talk too much, you do this, you do that. The kind of criticism that, quite frankly, is unnecessary, but nonetheless, that's what they're doing. So he ought not to put American airmen at risk, no boots on the ground, use standoff weapons like cruise missiles, of which there's hundreds offshore, and don't put anybody over in the air or on the ground in harm's way. And finally, my advice would be speak softly, use, paraphrasing Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and use your big stick.
Yeah.
And I think if he does those three things, standoff weaponry, Yeah. Speak softly and use a big stick. Use that big stick. And then target the oil and the launch sites and the nuclear sites. I think we're on the way to a regime change over there. Now, I know well that he ought not to say the words regime change.
Yeah, yeah.
What he ought to do is talk about changing the regime, but not, you know, changing their behavior. And I think all that is possible now. I think the weakness of the Iranian leadership was very, very evident in the fact that they could only launch 15 missiles. And you know, there's people saying, oh, they just did this as a demonstration. They missed. No, that's the best accuracy they could get.
Wow.
No, seriously. I mean, these missiles are what we used to call, when I was over there, super scuds.
Right.
It's a World War II era rocket, right?
Right.
With a guidance system that launches it. And the ballistic part of it, Joe, is about mid-flight, the fuel runs out, and it glides back down to Earth at a pre-designated target. That's the ballistic part of it. It's not like a cruise missile that is powered all the way to the target. This is it's launched up in the air, usually at about a 45-degree angle, to get maximum range out of it, and it runs out of fuel, and then it glides down to Earth. And it's not a very accurate weapon. I mean, it's not like our cruise missiles or our guided missiles like for example, the Hellfire missile that killed Soleimani.
Yeah.
It's guided all the way through.
Yeah.
So I'm confident that if the president, I mean, I'm not, who the hell am I to give him advice, but if I were giving him advice, that would be the advice I'd give him.
Yeah, I think we a lot of us feel that way. But again, this is a great conversation. Colonel Oliver North, with Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, and we're going to talk about his great new book, The Rifleman. I want to go to Amazon, check out The Rifleman, please. But Colonel, in regards to what happened last night again, what did the Iranians, what do they tell their people there? Because we're talking about, like Al was saying in the studio, we were talking about how they really don't, they're not truthful. They shut down. Do they shut down their internet? And what are they telling the people? Because they tell everybody how great it is, and all those people that showed up for Soleimani's funeral, they're afraid not to show up, and then yet there's a stampede. It seems like a mess over there in Iran. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And of course, the people show up because they're told to. I mean, revolutionary regimes, whether it's an ideology like communism, or whether it's a quote religious revolution. Ever since 1979, the people have had every city block in every city of 80 million people has in it block wardens, just like in the old Soviet Empire. The block wardens, like in East Germany, for example, it looks to me pretty much like this same thing, except in East Germany it was the Stasi, and every neighborhood had a block warden in it, and the block wardens had people who reported on them. So if the word came out, you're going to turn out 200 people tonight, you darn well better, or your head's on the block.
I mean,
revolutionary regimes are always the same. Soleimani was recruited early in 1979 into the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And our colleagues in the media, Joe, keep calling it the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. It's not. It's the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The Quds Force was created from that. And Soleimani was one of the original recruits into the revolution. He was a 22-year-old kid. He dropped out of college, and this is the kind of guy that revolutions love. I mean, same kind of guys that brought Castro to power, same kind of people that started the Russian Revolution back in 1917. And so when you look at those kinds of folks, this guy was an ideologue. He was fully invested in it. His future depended upon being able to pervade terror all over that part of the world.
Yeah.
And his job was to drive the motto, the slogan, the mission of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is this: drive the Westerners. Actually, they would use the Arabic word for infidel. Drive the infidels from the lands of the Prophet. In other words, the Prophet being, you know, Muhammad. And so the whole goal of that Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is to drive guys like you and me, infidels, Westerners, doesn't matter. Not just Americans. It could be British, could be French, could be German.
Yep.
Or anybody who's not a totally committed Shiite revolutionary out of the lands of the Prophet. That's all they want to do. And you know, they darn near succeeded because of the previous administrations that did almost nothing about it. I mean, you think about Obama. Obama tried to bribe the guys into doing stuff.
Look,
where did that turn out? A nuclear program, which has, if the Ayatollah had nuclear weapons, he would not have just fired 15 missiles last night. What the Ayatollah would have done is detonated one over Tel Aviv or in Tel Aviv or if he could, New York.
And you know what, Colonel North, Soleimani, where they had all of they went to Hezbollah, they funded Hezbollah, funded Hamas, and they killed over we think, and this is at least 600 servicemen and women of the United States military, and people now, and what's killing me, Colonel, they're doing, when I'm watching Al Jazeera America, when I'm watching CNN, and I'm watching even CBS, they're making like this guy Soleimani was a hero. He was a terrorist. He killed so many Americans.
Evil man.
You know what? I want to just change the tone of this, Colonel. We really appreciate all your expertise, your military expertise, and not to mention your brilliant service to this country. The book, your book. Everybody's talking about The Rifleman from Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Tell us about this book, sir.
It's about a revolutionary hero that almost nobody knows anything about. If he were alive today. I'm talking to you from the Shenandoah River in Virginia, the river in which the songs are sung, right?
Yeah,
and he would be, he's a near neighbor. In fact, he would have been working right along this river that we're looking at, not quite frozen over yet. Hopefully it's going to thaw out a little bit today. The bottom line of it is he was a friend of George Washington's. They first met during the French and Indian War. Of the so-called 7 Years' War that it was called in Europe. In this country, it's called the French and Indian War, 7 years long. And they met during an ill-fated expedition of the British trying to drive the French back out of Fort Duquesne, which is, of course, Pittsburgh. And at the end of the day, George Washington summons him as a captain in the Continental Army, one of the very first commissioned officers in the Continental Army. George Washington's been appointed as commander-in-chief, and he summons Morgan to Boston with 100 Virginia rifles, not muskets, but rifles. And of course, that means the guys to carry them. And so it takes 21 days. Think about this.
I mean,
you and I have been right off 95 a number of times together, right? 95 wasn't there. There were no bridges. There were ferries.
Yeah.
It takes them 21 days to march all the way from Virginia, 600 miles, all the way to Boston. And he arrives, and the first thing Washington does, he gets a letter of instruction from Congress. You know, Congress, trying to run an army, never has worked. They order Washington to go on the offensive against the British. And so Washington sends Morgan as the leader of the attack against the British, not in Boston, in Canada, in the middle of winter. I don't want to give away the end of the story, but it's a disaster. What happens at the end of this, at the end of all of these adventures, this is a tactical genius that nobody knows about. Joe, he's from Virginia. There's a Daniel Morgan High School, and there's kids in Daniel Morgan High School who have no idea who Daniel Morgan was because they don't teach history anymore. So this is a history book, but it's a great read. We just made the Newsmax bestseller list. I think we're on the way to several others. And the bottom line of it is, it's a great book, and I hate to give it away, but the lowest price you can pay for the book is not at olivernorth.com. I mean, I think we sell it for $28 for my foundation. It's at Costco. I was in the Costco store just before Christmas, and the store manager had me sign 40 of the books because that's all he could get. That's all he had left. And the fact is, it's only $16.
Whoa.
On the back of the book, it says $28. So, Amazon's got them restocked again. Yeah, they ran out of books.
What prompted you to write this at Focus on the Revolutionary Era, Colonel?
Well, because I've written about just about everything else. I mean, I've done a lot of contemporary history. One of my kindest reviewers said to me, North is not only a guy who reads history and writes history, he made history. And of course, that's true. But the bottom line of it is, I love to write. It's fun. And I got my best friend, who's my editor. She's sitting here looking across the desk at me.
Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, there's a decorated war veteran. The book is The Rifleman. The Rifleman from Oliver North. This is a bestseller already. You want to? You could do Amazon. Costco, man. I love to hear. When I talk about Colonel North and Costco in the same sentence, I love this. Only in America, sir. Hey, so Colonel, so we're doing okay. You have confidence in President Trump. We're on the right track. Everybody's got to just calm down. Correct, sir?
Yeah. Take a deep breath because he's done the right thing.
Yeah.
And like I say, if he will today, when he talks to the country, if he will just target the oil fields and the launch sites and the nuclear weapons, standoff weapons only, nobody in danger over the airspace, nobody on the ground, use those submarine launches. And you know, by the way, the B-52s that are out there, the B-52s carry cruise missiles. They don't even have to go near Iran to hit big targets over there.
Wow.
Speak softly and use his big stick. That's it. You got it, man.
Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, it was great to see. When we were down outside Atlantic City, man, outside, we did that concert for veterans. You showed up. You're a rock star, man. They love you, and we love you, and we appreciate all that you do. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. I love you, too. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, great guy. A tough, tough American and a decorated war veteran. And we thank him for his service. The book, by the way, The Rifleman by Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. 821, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. We're going to head to the island over on the Southern State West at 110. It's an accident being cleared. Delays on the 4 train with some ongoing signal problems. Let's see what's happening on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at the LIE. It's a collision to watch for. Westbound belt slowing down through the area of Lefferts Boulevard, getting reports of an accident there as well. Inbound GWB, that's 20. Lincoln Tunnel, 15. Holland, about 25 in from 1 and 9. Better from the Turnpike approach. 80 East, exit 35. Two lanes blocked. Bad accident with an ongoing investigation over there. 23 South at Cutlass Road, getting into Riverdale, an accident as well. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south at 10. An accident still being cleared. Watch for delays on the Sprain. The Sprain is busy northbound at 100B with an accident just cleared out of the way. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Did you go to ParilloTours.com? You got to check out ParilloTours.com. We are going. We are going. And we love it. And I'm telling you, we're going to go Easter in Rome. It's Easter in Rome. Steve Perillo came up with this whole concept. I got to give our sales guy, Frankie V, great guy, Frankie Volpe. We all sat down. We put it together. This was, by the way, inside line. As we went to Italy last time, you know, in October we went. Had the best time ever and with the best people in the world. Even as that was happening, we said, boom, we got to do another one. Boom, we got to do another one. It starts to sell out immediately. And we could stop the sales. It sold out so quickly, we could have stopped it then. But everybody said, Joe, we want to go. So we're extending this, but we have to close out this special trip on January 16th. January 16th, that's it. Boom. You know what? Because it's doing so well. We have such a good time, but we can't have 1,000 people go. So we're cutting it off on January 16th. So this is your chance to get in. So you don't have to say to me when I see you, I tried to go to Italy. It was sold out. I couldn't go. Here's the number. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Easter in Rome. Assisi. Florence. The Tuscan countryside. Pisa. Siena. Cinque Terre. And more. Space is limited and it will close out on January 16th. We're doing our best to hold on to this as long as we can, but we have to cut it off at January 16th. Now is the time to call. 800-431-1515 for the Perillo Piscopo Easter in Rome tour. Oh, go please to ParilloTours.com.
Mike Gallagher isn't sure which side the Democrats are on.
The Democrats are virtually on the side of Iran. As the daughter of Soleimani has vowed that there is going to be a dark event happening against the United States as they are promising to literally attack the White House, the Democrats seem to be siding with our enemy.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you got 5 minutes. It's 8:25 right now. I'm going to give you till 8:30 if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes to get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. That's our family, Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you got till 8:30. You get a free multi-point inspection. Are you kidding me? Free oil change and a free filter. You'll check out the brand new showroom, right? The largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey, by the way. That brand new customer lounge, state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Alex Kinsella is there. What a great guy. These are good people, and I'm telling you, it starts with Iggy Giuffre, my buddy, who runs Route 22 Toyota, and Carmelo, and then Chris and Johnny are there. Are you kidding? And Alex can give you the 0% APR financing that I keep telling you about, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. We want you to experience a smart way to service, and this is the way to do it. If you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, this is the generosity of Route 22 Toyota. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter. You're going to love the family. My sister took care of my sister when my family. Molto importante, my family, right? My sister Carol goes down there. They treat her like gold. And she didn't even call me. This is the way they treat everybody. So if they treated Carol the way they did Frankie Five Boroughs, Mike Gallagher, and they took care of me when I wanted to get a car from my Mikey, you got to check out Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody. Everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 8:27 on AM 970, The Answer. All right, let me do live and local. We appreciate you listening around the world. We see the streaming information. God bless you, Texas and Australia. Mark in Australia, we love you. We're thinking about you with the fires down there in Israel and across the United States. But we are live and we are local in the greatest city in the world, New York, New York. And boy, oh boy, things are happening in this city. So let me go to a local story, if I may, with Brian Sullivan. He's the president of the Nassau County Correction Officers Benevolent Association. And Brian, welcome to the show, man. And
good morning, Joe. I really appreciate you having me.
Well, we appreciate you getting the word out, because we're seeing that last Tuesday, Nassau County released about 30 inmates from jail because of the state's new bail reform law. What do we know about the people who that released, Brian? Tell us about that, please.
Well, it's a couple of facets to this story right here, because the bail reform was put through under the budget last year. There was no public hearings. Nobody really knew what was going on with it. We in the unions and the law enforcement community, we were up there begging our leaders in Albany not to do this, because we saw the writing on the wall that you're going to be risking public safety. You're going to be letting people go. The narrative behind it is that it's just misdemeanors and low-level felonies. There's nothing to be seen here. It couldn't be any further from the truth. Last New Year's Eve, this past New Year's Eve, They let out 30 inmates from our jail, and it's not just Nassau County. This happened all over the state. It's been a concerted effort from through the court system, because we actually didn't lose 30 inmates. We lost almost 300 inmates since November 1st.
Wow.
And a lot of this was being done because we all know in the business that there was a concerted effort to make sure that on New Year's Eve we didn't have hundreds of inmates running up the street outside our correctional facilities all over New York State, because the public would have lost their minds. They'd be going, what the hell is going on here? You know, was there jailbreaks? Was there whatever? So they systematically, since November 1st, and in our jail, you know, we're not Rikers Island, but, you know, for the better part of my career, we've had 1,800 inmates. But this past November 1st, we had 1,115 inmates in our jail. Right now, today, I have 840 inmates. Oh. And they tried to portray it like it was just 30 inmates walking out. It's not a big deal here. But a lot of people that left our jail, they weren't just held on, low-level drug charges or their first DUI. We had multiple people with multiple assault charges on them, robbery in the second with, having committed physical injury. We had people with weapons charges, possession of weapons charges. And the biggest thing that gets us, especially on Long Island, is we have the opioid crisis that's still going on Long Island. And we had people with A and B and C felonies. These are top drug charges as drug dealers that were all released under this bail reform back into our communities. And these people included gangbangers. We got a gang problem on Long Island. We had, multiple people with possession charges. There's no treatment for these people. One of the things that people forget here, if you'll allow me, is that there's no treatment available for mental health or people that have drug addiction. If for the most part, if they're not steered in that direction from the criminal justice system. Now you have people that come into our facility and it's usually drug ordered. They'll be ordered into a mental health program. They'll be evaluated by a psychiatrist or a psychologist. They'll have their medications leveled off, because corrections, the bigger part of corrections is treatment. And you have people that have drug problems. We'll get them into detox. We'll get them into drug programs. Now what's happening under this bail reform, and it's all, allegedly to help people so they don't languish in jail, which is the biggest load of nonsense I've ever heard, is people that are getting arrested for drug charges, people that are getting arrested that have mental health issues, they're being cut loose back into the street with no treatment whatsoever. And what do you think's happening to them back out in the street? They're going right back to their... Yeah. Their behaviors or whatever else, and that puts the public at risk, public safety at risk. Not to mention letting all the drug dealers out, assaulters out, people that committed sex crimes, they're all put back in the street. So this is a lot bigger animal than people really realize. And if you see on the cover of the city newspaper today, the Post, it's right on there that the beginning of the session in Albany is starting, and we have to fix bail now. And that's our call in the law enforcement community, is you got to go back, and we're calling for a moratorium on this whole bail reform thing. Put it on the shelf again for another year. Have public hearings. Find out what it is. Don't hide it in the budget process. Have all the stakeholders at the table and let everybody know exactly what's at risk here. Yeah. But, this was one of the things that was touted as one of their best accomplishments last year. So I think they're going to be resistant in the Senate and the Assembly to try and roll these things back.
Yeah, Brian Sullivan is the president of the Nassau County Correction Officers Benevolent Association. We are appalled at this. The public's appalled at this. And then you're right. The legislature in New York comes back into session today. Do you see them doing anything to fix these bail laws?
Well, if you've seen what's gone on in the media the last week or so, that there's been, initially there was a lot of resistance, this is going through, you just got to let it go through. And then it started changing. You started seeing the governor, you started seeing a lot of our local senators saying, all right, we're, the leadership of the Senate is saying, we're going to have to take a look at this. Maybe we'll once session starts, we'll take a look at it again, because there's been such a public outcry. Now, aside from like I'm saying, but that we would like to see a moratorium, the number one thing that has to be corrected in this is part of this legislation is that the judges have no discretion over any of these cases. The judges have been handcuffed. It's just they come in and you either give them a desk appearance ticket, the police officer at the scene, or at arraignment court, they just release them on their own recognizance. The judge has absolutely no say in these individuals about the risk to public safety, how dangerous the inmate is, whether or not they should be placed forcibly into a mental health program or a drug program. So that's the number one thing that needs to be corrected in this whole thing, is that the judges have to be given the discretion back to assess each individual case of whether or not they need to be held, first and foremost, for the rest of public safety. So that's hopefully, at the very least, is what we see happens in this next session.
Yeah. Brian, what you're talking about, and I don't want to make it political, but forgive me if I, this is me talking, not Brian, is that this is what happens when you put these people in office, man. And people go, oh, it's anarchy. It's like that film Escape from New York. There's no law and order. There's no the civility, the core of the community is law enforcement. That's why I plead with our audience, Brian, to support law enforcement, whether it's the NYPD or the Nassau County Correction Officers. Otherwise, there will be anarchy. This is, and then the great job that the president has done, and how Congressman Peter King has done to shut down MS-13. People don't know how
we're
tough
feeding
this
right
is.
Back into it again. That's the problem. And you're opening the doors to bring all these people back in again and have all these crimes done. And you're 100% right. I have my own very fervent political beliefs, and I gotta walk the line because I run a union.
I gotta deal
with everybody on both sides. But it's 100% true. When you have a one-party rule, that's, you know, there isn't a lot of give and take. It's just, we're going to do this, and you're going to like it, and too bad. And there's not a lot of there's not the stakeholders at the table, like I said. And at the end of the day, you just have philosophical beliefs thrust upon you, and there's no reality injected into any of this. And like I said before, the saddest part about this, and I have no problem saying it, I have a brother that suffers from schizophrenia. I've been dealing with that for 40 years. And you had a lot of people have people in their families that have mental illness. There's people that have drug problems and all that.
The people that
are putting this type of legislation forward under the guise of we're looking to help people. It's a rich versus poor issue. It's a black and white issue. It couldn't be any further from the truth. It's a public safety issue, and it's a public health issue, because when you're not helping people that have drug problems and you're not helping people that have mental health problems, they become public safety problems. And they just don't seem to get that through their thick heads that you know, if you want to help people, it all begins right there.
Brian Sullivan, president of the Nassau County Correction Officers Benevolent Association. Thanks for the fight, Brian. Thanks for a great conversation, a vital conversation, Brian. God bless you, brother. Godspeed.
Joe, thanks
for
having me on. Have a happy new year.
Thank you. You too, indeed. Brian Sullivan right there. Episcopo in the morning, 8:37. Steve Perlow is going to join us right now. Big Al has the local news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
34 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police in New York City and Los Angeles are investigating after threats to the Screen Actors Guild headquarters in those cities. TMZ reports the threats were phoned into the union's offices in each city, with the New York caller threatening to blow up both the L.A. and New York offices. A caller to the Los Angeles headquarters reportedly voiced dismay about President Trump and the situation in Iran. The SAG offices in Los Angeles were evacuated, with police conducting a sweep of the building in New York. Police responded and took a report. It might be hard to keep those New Year's resolutions with free donuts. Krispy Kreme is giving away its new mini treats this month, and by mini, they mean less than 100 calories. The small donut hit menus yesterday in four classic flavors. The company calls them their biggest innovation of 2020 and the perfect cheat day snack. Customers can try one free for the next three Mondays from 4 to 7 p.m. In sports, Giants are making Joe Judge their next head coach. Judge coming off serving as the wide receivers and special teams coach for the New England Patriots, with whom he earned three Super Bowl rings. The Islanders beat the Devils in overtime 4-3. Rangers skated past the Avalanche 5-3. Knicks were blown out by the Lakers in Los Angeles 117-87. Nets lose their seventh straight, this time to the Thunder 111-103. College hoops tonight, St. John's will take on Georgetown, the pregame at 6:10. Tip-off at 6:30 right here on The Answer. While Seton Hall plays against Xavier, you can listen to that game on our sister station, AM 570 WMCA, at 8:30. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like, absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's take it to 9W southbound at Storm King Mountain. An accident getting down toward West Point. Over on the Spray North at 100B, they just cleaned up an accident, but traffic is still really busy there. It's pretty solid on the eastbound BQE at Cabman Plaza with a disabled truck in the way. Harlem River Drive southbound into the 120s, an accident there. And watch out for slowdowns as you head over to the northbound side of the Van Wyck getting up toward Kew Gardens. Traffic is moving slowly this morning as you head over to the Southern State West at 110 with an accident. LIE westbound at Jericho Turnpike, an accident there as well. Inbound GWB down to 10 minutes. Lincoln 10, Holland about 15. Traffic is moving slowly on 23 South, getting down toward Riverdale with an accident just cleared away. And 287 North exit 4 in South Plainfield, an accident there. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Hello, Saver. Get Medicare Part D copays for as low as $0 when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Balance of nature. That's all I got to tell you. Balance of nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You have to try Balance of Nature. It's a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. When are you going to get that? When do you have the time to eat that? You don't. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And it's an antioxidant that fights the free radicals in your body. Look at what I went through just this last couple weeks, right? But one thing happened, the next thing, and I keep going. People say, Joe, how do you keep going? I have to tell you, a lot of it I have to attribute to Balance of Nature. I stay regimented on my Balance of Nature journey, and we invite you to do the same thing. And now to help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering you 35% off, 35%, and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special will not last. Please call now. I worry about you. Joey worries about you. What am I going to tell you? Now I can give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. You have to try this. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. The discount code is The Answer.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
8:42 with Joe on the radio. Steve Perillo standing by. I wanted to mention Jody Police. She's the founder and CEO of JRT Realty Group, the nation's largest certified women-owned full-service commercial real estate services firm. How cool is that? No matter what your commercial real estate needs are, whether it's finding a new office or warehouse space, purchasing a building, expanding your retail presence across the five boroughs, or even finding a production studio for your creative side, the team at JRT Realty is ready to assist you. Born and raised in New York, Jody Police knows the unique challenges facing companies looking to expand their footprint today and what it takes to get your foot in the door of the age-old boys' club if you're a woman or a minority. Jody is set to receive the Real Estate Board of New York's Lifetime Achievement Award in January. It's an incredible honor in the real estate industry. When working with JRT Realty Group, rest assured your business is in highly professional hands. For more information, call, please, JRT Realty Group today, 212-445-1200. That's 212-445-1200, or visit JRTRealty.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
It's Jay Sekulow live today at 3 on AM 970 The Answer. Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios. The following segment sponsored by Perillo Tours.
Oh, yes. But, you know, I am so proud to tell you that we have Perillo on the show. I am just proud. And I'm so proud to tell you that Steve Perillo is kind enough to join us. Steve, welcome back to the show, my brother. And a good morning to you,
Thanks.
My friend.
Good afternoon. You know, I'm in Rome right now, and it's 2:44. I'm on the Via Veneto. You know the Via Veneto, the La Dolce Vita area?
Yeah. Look at you, man.
Fellini and Audrey Hepburn. Yeah. They were hanging out here. Harry's Bar is still here. You performed last time, Joe, in the Via Veneto.
It is beautiful there, and I appreciate that. And always indebted to you forever, Steve, for getting me to do a performance there. You know, with the linen and the dinner show and you at the piano, man. Who knew? And then I have to tell you, as you're listening, Steve Perillo, I got there early. I got down for a sound check, and Steve's at the piano, beat me to sound check, just running his whole set, and it was great. Now, you play classical piano, Steve? Did you tell me you learned classical, right?
Yeah, I pick it up every couple of years where I practice a lot, and I do. But if I perform, that's the best way to keep your playing up. If you have a deadline, right? You know that. You got to perform. But I'm telling you, Italy, Rome, it's 70 degrees and sunny. It's so gorgeous here. I wish people knew about January. It's empty. The city is empty. And it's so gorgeous. It's summer here.
Oh, anyway. My God. And then when we go in April, it's going to be even warmer. Thank you very much. Correct?
Yeah. It'll be glorious. Easter in Rome is that's the center of it all.
Yeah, no, and I really appreciate it. I'm so excited about this. And it's going, in fact, we had to do it. It was selling out so well that we can't oversell it because we want to be accommodating to everybody. So we're cutting this off January 16th, we have to tell you. And you go to PerilloTours.com because I'm very, very excited about this. The family's going over. We're just going to have a great time. Easter in Rome, Good Friday in Rome, and then the Tuscan countryside. You know, because I was asking you for a long time, Cinque Terre. I want to see, and Siena, these beautiful, and Pisa. You forget how beautiful what you think our little cities are, Steve, right?
Yeah, Pisa, it sounds like a cliche, Pisa, but it is unbelievable to visit it in person. It's really an astounding thing to see this building falling over. But it just shows you your imperfections can be a plus in life, right?
Yeah, it's so true. And the town is nice. You walk around it, it's great like that. And Siena, how gorgeous is Siena? I mean, this is like one of the glorious cities I've ever seen anywhere in the world, Steve.
The mosaic is famous for mosaics. They have mosaics that look like paintings. You can't see the separation from each tile, so they look like it's phenomenal. And they're 700, 800 years old. The workmanship was crazy, like beyond anything we can do today with our computers. It's really, and it's all here.
And Steve, you know what? With a shout out to Frankie V, who put you and I together at Leo's in Hoboken, baby. And I mean, we're sitting there, we're talking, and we're going, "This is great." One trip, now the next trip, we have created this last trip, Steve Perillo, such a family, and we reached out to everybody kind enough to listen to this program. They came out. We're a family. We're having like a Perillo tour reunion on March 27th at Lorenzo's in Staten Island. I swear to goodness gracious! And all the folks that were on the trip are coming to the show. And we become like a family. And that happens. And you kind of keep that in mind when you put all of these Perillo trips together, correct?
Yeah. Well, the groups become a family after a couple of days. And then they keep up with each other for years after.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had friendships. We've had marriages. We've had children as a result of our tours. Probably a whole generation of kids who I got it. I know one kid who was conceived in Sorrento on our tour. I don't know how to say that in any other way.
Holy moly! Hey, now is Paulo going to be with us? Our favorite tour guide. And you had the best tour.
We
got to have Paulo because you know what? When I was telling people about the first Perillo tour, Steve, I would go, "Oh, the friendly tour guides." Somebody wrote that for me. The friendly tour guides will make you. They're informative. They are everything. They're everything. You got the best tour guides, and I know you work very hard to get the right people. If Paulo goes with us, that would just be great. And also, Marco. Marco was great. Marco Polo. Marco was with us on this list.
It's hard to express. I'm going to use your words to describe the tour leaders because you do it better than I.
No, I could never do.
So we'll have Paolo again. He just knows the whole history of Italy back and forth. He's been doing it for decades and decades.
Yeah, it's so true. Steve, we appreciate it. Is Linda going to be there? I asked you before. Do you think she's going to be able to love your sister? Love Linda Perillo.
I can't hold her back. I doubt I can hold her back. Unless she has a conflict. Easter is busy and with the family, but...
We got
a good crowd going. We need a few more, though.
Steve, you sound great, and we invite everybody to come over to Easter in Rome with Perillo and Piscopo. We're performing. Oh, yeah. We're going to do a whole set there, and Steve's going to be at the piano, and it is like an experience like just none other. Steve Perillo, I'm so proud, I tell you as you're listening, that I did a video yesterday that is now on the Perillo website. I said, come on to Italy with us because I'll tell you, everything that you've done, Steve, is classy. It makes our heritage so proud. In the name of your father and your grandfather, we thank you, Steve Perillo, for being on the show. So proud to be your friend and to have you here with us, Steve.
Thanks, Joe. Did I ever tell you, Sinatra, when he got older, he wasn't as good. You sound better singing Sinatra than he did when he was older. Way better. You know,
thank you.
'70s and '60s, you are fantastic. You are Sinatra.
Oh, well, I seem to be morphing into that. I look pictures of myself. I'm morphing into the old guy. You know, I said, man, but we are. You're going to hear it, Rome, and we're going to do it. And then as I was doing the performance at the hotel in Rome, I saw a picture of the old man in the hotel, and he was there. So we will absolutely keep the heritage of the great Frank Sinatra alive in Rome with Steve Perillo. Steve, we love you, man. Give love to the family, and we'll see you soon, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Joe. Bye, Rome.
Thank you. Steve Perillo. Steve Perillo calling in from Roma. Love to have you with us. PerilloTours.com. 851. Debbie's on the road. Oh, she knows it. She's our ambassador. Our ambassador. Our Italy ambassador,
sang,
Debbie Newhaven.
You sang in Rome at that first hotel that we went to, I mean, you brought down the house. I mean, nobody wanted to leave. We wanted you to keep singing. Everybody was like singing along and swaying, and it was so fantastic.
I know we got a break, but I gotta tell you, the way they laid it out with the linen and the fine china, and it was so classy. And then there was the picture of the old man who had been in very hotel.
It was amazing.
We love you, Deb.
Unforgettable trip.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Deb's looking out for your trips now, locally, on the roads at 852 on AM 970. The answer. Grazie, Deb.
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the Sawmill South at Cyrus Field Road, getting into Irvington, an accident getting down through the Hudson Valley. 9W southbound into West Point on Storm King Mountain, an accident there as well. Traffic moving a little bit slowly for you on Route 80 East, exit 35, getting out toward Rockaway. This is an accident investigation. It's been out here for quite a while. Expect delays heading through that stretch over in Morris County. It's busy on 287 North, exit 4 into South Plainfield. An accident there as well. Eastbound BQE at Cabin Plaza. Some earlier problems just cleared. We're still seeing delays on the Bruckner East at the Bronx River Parkway. That's a disabled vehicle in the way, so prepare for some stop-and-go traffic. And traffic moving slowly on the Southern State West at 110, an accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah,
It's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Good morning, 8:55. I'm so excited to tell you about a great place to stay right in the heart of the financial district. Everyone is talking about AC Hotel, New York downtown. It has everything you'd want when spending the day or a few nights in the Big Apple. It's right there, 151 Maiden Lane. It's on Maiden Lane, situated at the center of the bustling downtown Manhattan. I tell you, I go over there. Rob Klein is my guy. Robert Klein is over there. Not the comedian. This is Robert Klein. He's director of sales and marketing. They're so nice.
He is quite funny, I must say. He might not be a comedian, but he is.
Robert is very funny in his own right. But you know what, Frankie, they got, when you walk in, if you go, they have like a little, they have like a place where you can get like a sundries and like kind of a little store that's in there. But they have everything from espresso coffee to your favorite candy bars to 30% off of fat. The chips that you get that have like 40% less fat. I can't believe someone would have that. It's there at the AC Hotel. You're going to love it. It's just a stone's throw away from Wall Street, the New York Stock Exchange, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, One World Observatory, Pier 17 at South Street Seaport. It's right there. AC Hotel, New York downtown. It's a perfect hotel for the out-of-towner or a native New Yorker or myself. You, listen, amenities include wireless internet access, right? Valet parking. Hello. Talk to me, baby. They'll bring your car right up. It's so quick. About buffet breakfast, business center. The fitness center is awesome. It's got everything you need in it. I've been there. I go there. It's the AC Hotel, New York downtown. You're going to love it over there. Let me give you the number for Mr. Klein, if I may. It's 212-742-1900. 212-742-1900. And you know how I know this hotel is happening? Because I had a cab take me there. And I said, oh, the AC Hotel. He goes, oh, yeah, AC Hotel. He goes, that's the new one in town. And they knew exactly. The buzz is on about AC Hotel, New York downtown. We want you to call 212-742-1900 for Mr. Robert Klein, Director of Sales and Marketing. You know, make the most of your time in the greatest city in the world with AC Hotel, New York, downtown. Joe Lumberg calling Joe Lumberg. Joey, how we doing weather-wise today, my friend?
going to be a little dicey over the next few hours. These snow showers or even brief little squalls come racing through the area. There's one of them just now, well, probably about 10 minutes or 15 minutes away from Newark. It's going to come through here midday and early afternoon, and then things quiet down later tonight.
Well done. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Yeah, I got the warning on my phone. Squall. It's a Eric Squallwall. Is that what that is? Oh, 858. I see the phone calls, and I'll get to them when we can. But Councilman Joe Borelli coming up right here on AM 970 The Answer with Joe and Frank and Alan Debbie. We are coming right back at you.